revels in their married bliss. Written and read by Edna O'Brien.
Chapter 1. Not long ago, Kate Brady and I were having a few gloomy gin fizzes up London, bemoaning the fact that nothing would ever improve, that we'd die the way we were, enough to eat, married, dissatisfied. We've always been friends. As kids in Ireland, we slept together, and I used to push her out of bed on purpose, hoping she'd crack her skull or something. I liked her and all that. I was as jealous as hell, of course. But she was too sedate and good. You know that useless kind of goodness? Asking people how they are and how their parents are? At national school, she did my compositions for me. And in the Convent of Mercy, we clung together, because the other 80 girls were even drippier than she, which is saying a lot. When we vamoosed from the convent, we went to a linoleum slum in Dublin, and then on to another slum here in London, where over a period of 18 months we got asked out to about 3 good dinners apiece, which meant 6 meals for both of us, because we had a pact that whoever got asked out would bring back food for the Cinderella. I've ruined the inside of more handbags that way. We weren't here a year when she remet a crank called Eugene Gaillard, whom she'd known in Ireland. They took up their old refrain. Fell in love, or thought they did, and lost no time making puke out of it. The marriage was in the sacristy of a Catholic church, question of having to. They wouldn't do it out front because he was divorced and she was heavily pregnant. I was bridesmaid, pink chiffon and a hat with a veil for which they paid. I looked like the bride. She was in a big floppy striped maternity dress and a child's face on her. She's sly, the sort that would look like a child even if she kept her mother in a wardrobe. The priest didn't look down towards her stomach once. When we came out, Eugene drove away very quick, and that shook me because he's the sort of fusser that issues instructions before he lets you into his motor car. Don't step on the running board. Don't push the seat too far back. Don't push the other seat too far forward. To make himself important. He tore out of the place and down the road like a sportsman. He was laughing, too, a thing he doesn't do often. "What's up?" says I. "Our beloved father is finding a little surprise," he said, and Kate said, "What?" Just like a wife. It seems the envelope which he handed to the priest and which was supposed to contain £20 for marrying them contained one orange-coloured Irish 10-shilling note, wrapped in several pieces of paper to make the envelope bulky. Well, she flew into a huff and got violet in the face. He told her she was nothing but a farmer's daughter reverting to type, and she told him he was so mean he wouldn't let her buy things for the baby. A dig, because he was married before and had kept pram and napkins in storage. He said she had no breeding, and if she wanted to be crude, she'd better step out of that car. He said he'd give the £20 to some less pernicious organization. And she said, "Well, go on, give it. Stop some poor woman and give it to her." But he sat tight at the wheel and drove with a set purpose to a middling restaurant in Soho, where we had a cheerless breakfast and a bottle of light, sparkling wine, which he liked so much that he took the dampened label off and put it in his wallet so that he'd remember it for the next marriage. She sulked all through, and I couldn't very well laugh. They went to live in the country after the child came, and she wrote me a note that I kept. I don't know why I kept it. It said, "Dear Baba, we are in a valley with a hill of golden trampled bracken to look out on, and birds are nesting in the hardly budded trees. We have a grey stone house with stone slates on the roof and wooden beams inside, and whitewashed bumpety walls and pots of flowers everywhere. The boards creak, and he loves me, and there is something about having a child and being in a valley and being loved that is more marvellous than anything you or I ever knew about in our flittery days. Always, Kate."